Confusion was the theme as San Francisco city supervisors, healthcare CEOs, and Department of Public Health officials held a public hearing Wednesday to discuss San Francisco's vaccine distribution plan. Who determines how many doses each county gets? When will the doses arrive? And how will they get to the communities who need them most? Officials asked each other these questions in a high-level game of who's on first. Part of the challenge is organizational. San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan said that without a centralized healthcare system, California is scrambling to develop a coherent strategy in what she called a race for our lives.
From the feds to the state to the local level, so far it's been a mess. We are distributing vaccine to so many different parties. We don't even know how much vaccine is in the city. And there are different rules for every single provider that's administering this vaccine. It's a bureaucratic mess.
The biggest problem is supply, said healthcare CEOs. The federal government is the only source for the vaccine, and officials hope that more will be distributed to states and counties under the new Biden administration. But meanwhile, 300,000 Moderna doses have been put on hold in California after several healthcare workers in San Diego experienced bad reactions. It's not known when or if those doses will be released. Dr. Josh Adler from UCSF says all the uncertainty makes it difficult to plan for mass vaccination sites.
A key challenge for all of us has been access to both sufficient but also predictable vaccine supply. One of the key points in planning and implementing any of these mass programs is being able to know when vaccine is coming. And that has really been a struggle to date. And I am hopeful, as all of the supervisors are, that our new administration will make great strides in making this easier for all of us.
This comes as the San Francisco Health Department says it will run out of vaccines Thursday. Private and public healthcare agencies in the city are still working their way through phase 1A of inoculation, which includes healthcare workers and the elderly. City supervisors have repeatedly asked hospital networks to publicize how many people have received the vaccine and where those people live, and hospital CEOs say they already have, further underscoring how disorganized the effort is. Supervisors were glad to learn that Kaiser and Sutter Health are prepared to vaccinate non-members, and UCSF will open a drive-through vaccination site at City College on Friday. Looking forward, Roland Pickens from San Francisco's COVID Command Center has a three-part plan to reach the city's more vulnerable populations.
So we're going to have mobile vax teams for COVID vax who will actually be going out in vans, who will actually be able to give COVID vaccine to people who aren't able to come in to either their regular provider or to those mass vax sites. We're going to have hubs, just like we have community hubs for testing. We will be replicating that on the vaccine site. Our desire is to jointly partner with those testing providers to get them to quickly pivot to also add COVID vaccine to part of what they're doing with us and us with them. And then finally, we're going to be expanding the use of community-based clinics.
If the new Biden administration distributes sufficient supply, San Francisco aims to vaccinate 10,000 people per day and to vaccinate the entire city by the end of June. For KPFA, I'm Catherine Monahan.